Right. Welcome, everybody, to our Sunday Earth Healing service on this, the 5th of October 2025. Just a few quick Zoom rules before we start. We will be recording all of this evening, and those recordings will be available to download for free. You'll be able to find them after the service on the website by clicking the Free Stuff tab and then hitting Sunday Service Archive, where you'll find all our previous services too. If you want to record the service, you are more than welcome, but please bear in mind that any recordings that you make are for resale purpose only and in no way, shape or form, for personal use only and in no way, shape or form for resale. There are no course notes for this evening, but if you would like a copy of the prayer or blessing, and they're really good ones tonight, or any of the images, feel free to email Sue Little, who's agreed to administrate this for me very kindly. The email address that you need is edwin.c.notes@gmail.com. That's edwin.c.notes@gmail.com. There isn't a meditation script for this evening because the meditation is being channeled. If you have any questions that arise either from the channeling or the meditation this evening, you can email me directly at edwincourtney@googlemail.com. Questions asked regarding workshops, lectures and Sunday services, I'm happy to answer for free. So you can either fill in the form on the website, questions for Ed, or you can email me directly. For Sunday service, it's not a problem. I would probably encourage you to grab a pen and pad just in case I say anything or Spirit says anything particularly fascinating that you might want to scribble down to remember, or if you have any experiences in the meditation that you don't want to forget. There won't be any Q&As this evening because it's a service and not a lecture. And it'll last an hour, the service, with no break. You're all muted at the moment, which means that mine is the only voice that you should be able to hear. This is how the whole evening will run. It just filters out any background noise and stops any distracting sounds from pulling us away from our main focus. See, look at that. I've done that in 2 minutes. And the other day, that woman took 25 minutes to do the Zoom rules. Just crazy. We're going to start with an opening prayer. So this prayer is a prayer for the earth, and it's attributed to Pope Francis. It asks for the power of God's love to protect life and beauty, and for peace to live as brothers and sisters. The prayer calls for healing, to heal lives, a change from consuming to protecting the world, and for hearts to be touched, to stop prioritizing profit over people and the planet. It also encourages discovery of the worth of each thing, a sense of awe and a profound understanding of our connection to nature. All I've done is swapped out the word God for divine, but that's the only change I've made for this prayer. So if you want to get yourselves nice and comfortable, I'm just going to pop a little bit of music on in the background. Here we are. There we go. Just check that volume level. Okay, so just make yourself as comfortable as you can be. Make sure there's no tension or stress in your shoulders, neck, hands, and feet. Nice support for the lower back. Close your eyes and focus on the sound of my voice as I deliver this evening's opening prayer. All-powerful divine, you are present in the universe and in the smallest of your creatures. You embrace with your tenderness all that exists. Pour out upon us the power of your love, that we may protect life and beauty. Fill us with your peace, that we may live as brothers and sisters, harming no one. O divine of the poor, help us to rescue the abandoned and forgotten of this earth, so precious in your eyes. Bring healing to our lives that we may protect the world and not prey upon it, that we may sow beauty, not pollution and destruction. Touch the hearts of those who look only for gain at the expense of the poor and the earth. Teach us to discover the worth of each thing, to be filled with awe and contemplation, to recognize that we are profoundly united with every creature as we journey towards your infinite light. We thank you for being with us each day. Encourage us, we pray, in our struggle for justice, love, and peace. So mote it be. Amen. You can take a few breaths now, please, and open your eyes. Okay. So, just get rid of that. So we're going to start with a channeling this evening, and the channeling is going to come from the spirit of the Merlin. Oh, I have some nice new Merlin images to show you that I made today. So as some of you may know, the spirit of the Merlin is a cosmic ascended master and light being who resides on the 70th ray, which is a deep violet magenta in color. This is the ray of the priest, the ray of magic, of service, of knowledge. It is the ray of the intelligence and comprehension of magical law and magical correspondence. The cosmic ascended master, Lord Merlin, is patron of the flame of original magic and considered to be the intelligent manifestation of magical force and wisdom for our universe. So if you want any of those images, don't forget you can email Sue and she will send those off to you. I think they came out quite well. I was quite pleased with those today. There was one thing that jumped into my head as I was reading that before we do the channeling that I wanted to say. What was that? Oh, yes. So there's numerous different crystals that are associated with Merlin. Preseli Bluestone is probably the most obvious because it's the stone that Stonehenge is made from, Merlinite or mystic Merlinite. Merlinite is sometimes dendritic agate, and it's sometimes a stone called gabbro. That tends to be mystic Merlinite. And some people associate Melody Super 7 as well. But I've recently come across sunstone iolite, which is a natural combination of sunstone and iolite. And it is like a deep purple with these golden, twinkly, metallic stars inside it. It really reminds me of his ray, but it also reminds me of his robe. So it's one to look at if none of the others really float your boat, because I've never really felt that attracted to the other stones as being aligned with him. But this one I've really, really taken to. So sunstone iolite is what I would advise. Right, let's hear from the man himself and see what he's got to say to us this evening. It is with great joy that I come to share my words and wisdom with you all. Welcome, my loves. Welcome. I extend my arms to you and hold you in their circle. I radiate my love to you and warm you with its embrace. I am Merlin, cosmic ascended master, guide, teacher, friend, and I bless you for your attendance here today. This evening, I have come to speak to you about the creatures of the earth which are unseen, the elementals, the kindly folk, fairies and elves and gnomes, the spirits of the trees, the spirits of the waters, the spirits of the land. When we think of the earth and its needs, these creatures tend to be last on our list of consideration. We think of the planetary body itself and the wild creatures that inhabit it. And we think of ourselves, of course, too, mankind. But because many of mankind still at this moment in time do not see the kindly folk or believe that they exist outside of fairy tales, they become forgotten. And even in the minds of hearts of those who do know and see and believe, they are often overlooked. They are considered to be maybe impervious to harm or danger, which is not true. They are considered to be simply spirit, which is invulnerable to the effects of matter. But the elementals once lived upon Earth a long time ago, and although now they reside partly in the astral realm and partly within the realm of mankind, and are largely now energy rather than matter, we might be allowed in our assumption that their life force cannot be deterred or influenced by physical and chemical forms. And although this is largely true, because the elementals are so connected to the planetary body, they share in the planet's distress and can become adversely influenced by certain forms of pollution that affect the ether of your world, such as electrostatic smog and certain radioactive signals that pass through the air. However, there are other ways too that they can be harmed and damaged. And I will speak about these in a moment, but first of all, it is important to understand their merit and their value, these creatures, because for a long time, since the beginning of existence, really, they have been charged with being the unseen support system of the world. Think of them like the planet's immune system, its white blood cells, flocking to danger and harm and tending to it, mopping up pollution and healing structural damage, gardening the earth, weeding it and pruning it, and ensuring that the energy that runs beneath its surface runs clear and true, helping to maintain the anchorage of the etheric blueprints of all life upon the planet, and ensuring that those blueprints are updated with light codes and keys that will lead to their ascension. The elementals do all these things, unthanked, unseen. It is in part their task and purpose to do so, but still, everyone from time to time likes a little gratitude, a little appreciation. Once upon a time, mankind lauded these beings, sacrificed to them, sang songs and read poetry and celebrated their names. Those days are, of course, now on large, long gone. The elementals then struggle with both the physical and psychical pollution that the planet experiences because, in part, of the connection that I have mentioned already, and also partly because of their psychical sensitivity. Elemental creatures are largely telepathic and empathic in nature, and very sensitive to negative thoughts and emotions, to anger and sadness and stress and pain. Particularly, the outpouring of these negative emotions that occurs in war-torn places, in places where there is murder, where there is killing, where there is mass destruction. Not only do they suffer from the great horror of war, but also from the carnage that is left behind, from the desolation and desecration of the planet, and from the terror that those who survive are left in. Although elementals reside partly in the astral plane, some still remain here on Earth in certain locations, in trees and woods, in forests and mountains, by the sea, watching over holy places, sacred places, rivers and streams. They reside mostly on Earth in their energetic form. And when these places are destroyed and desecrated, these beings are left homeless. They are dispossessed of that part of the Earth that they cared for, that they had spent hundreds, thousands of years attuning to, tending, loving. That place instantly destroyed, torn asunder, trees burning, rivers desecrated and polluted, mountains torn in two, and the elementals lost, traumatized, unsure what to do, wrenched from their psychical connection to the land, lost and unable to repair that which simply is no longer there anymore. The dispossessed elementals, devoid of their natural habitat and sacred places, will wander aimlessly, traumatized and stunned, seeking new places to care for, or ways back into the astral world in order to return home to their spiritual lands and their people so that they might receive the healing that they need. Many will not find those portals easily. Many will become crazed, mad, because of the loss that they have endured. So they need our help, these beings. They need our help because the planet needs their help. They need our help because they are living spirits, as you are. They need our help because they are part of the Earth. And so this evening, that is what we will do. We will focus on the elementals and offer them healing through the power and the grace of magic. Now, of course, it is easy to focus on those places far away from us, which are obviously affected by the wars that concurrently run on the planet at this moment in time. But there may be places closer at hand too that we should focus our attention on. Places that we know of which have become polluted or which have been mined for their minerals. Places which have recently been built upon. Places where forests that once stood tall and proud have been chopped down in order to sell the wood or repurpose the land. The same distress caused to those elementals in those war-torn places will be experienced by those elementals closer to home who have experienced this horror. And so, as much as we might send our thoughts out into the world, we might also send our thoughts out to those places nearby, or even better, journey to them in flesh and offer our healing firsthand. And for those of you who live in the city, who may think that there are no elementals where you live, because there are no forests, no mountains, and no streams, you would be mistaken. There are still parks, there are still trees that line the streets of suburbia, and elementals will reside there or close by in order to watch over these disenfranchised parts of nature. These elementals have become urban in their nature, city elementals, their shape and forms changed over time to reflect the state of the place in which they live. They may congregate in dark and secret places. They may roam the underground at night when very few people use it, aligning themselves to the electrical forces that drive the trains there. They may seem strange, almost unrecognizable in their nature and their character, but they have adapted themselves in order to continue to serve the earth and man in places which are strange and no longer like the groves that they once served. But they are there, and they are also in need of our help. So even if you reside in the city, remember that you are not alone there. Elementals still reside there and may still need your help. Elementals have always responded well to kindness, to song and poem, to small offerings of love that validate their hard work and existence. Oh, they thrive from healing energy, of course, as all creatures do. But sometimes the greatest healing gift can be given in a small gesture of acknowledgement and kindness and love. Many are the people within the spiritual community who keep inside their handbags and pockets pouches of small crystals and herbs, so that when they find themselves somewhere where they know elementals are nearby and in need, they might be able to leave a small offering of love. And these offerings are greatly received. So, remember the kind folk, the wee folk, invisible, unremembered, lost, no longer spoken to, no longer sung to. They are there, just out of sight, and they will warm greatly to any offering of love or praise that you might offer them. In love and light, remember the words then of this old man, and may they guide you as you walk upon your path. Now, before we do our meditation for this evening, I just want to mention this one particular place in Glastonbury where the elementals are very, very powerful, which is the Chalice Well Gardens. Now, lots of people have elemental experiences there, but particularly at night when the public have gone, the elementals come out in full force. And if you ever get an opportunity to stay at Little St. Michael's, which is the retreat house within the Chalice Well Gardens, you get access to the gardens at night once the public's gone. And when I've run retreats there, and we've been able to do this, people have had some incredible experiences with the elementals. And I was with one such group, and I told them, you know, to go out and to sit in a part of the garden called King Arthur's Court, where a lot of people have very powerful experiences, and to leave an offering. And these ladies went out there and had a meditation, they had some lovely experiences, and they left the offering. And they came back and were talking to me about it. And I said, what offerings did you leave? And one of the ladies said, well, I'd completely forgotten, and I was caught a bit short. And But I wanted to leave something. So I left a Mars bar because it was the only thing that I had in my handbag. And I said, oh, well, you know, the elementals like sweet things. So I'm sure that that'd be fine. But you might want to make sure that you go and, you know, clear the wrapper away tomorrow because it's just the energy that they'll take. I said, you know, they're not interested in the chocolate. And she said, oh, I'll make sure I remember. And the next morning she went off to King Arthur's Court to throw the wrapper in the bin and discovered that the wrapper had been open and the Mars bar had been removed. And all that was left was the plastic wrapper behind. And she was very excited because, you know, she felt that the elementals had transported the chocolate into the other world in order to consume, which is possible. But it's also possible that travelers who often jump over the wall at the Chalice Well Garden so that they can have a bath in the waters in the morning may have found the Mars bar and eaten it and left the packet behind. But I didn't have the heart to tell her that this was possibly the case. So that woman continues in the world today believing that the fairies stole her Mars bar and are happily chomping on it in the other world. You know, there we go. Let's do our meditation then, folks. So we are going to do a magical meditation focused on the elementals of the land worst affected. So, you know, Ukraine, Gaza, obviously, but also those places most heavily affected by air pollution. And I looked this up today. So, the parts of the world that are most heavily affected by air pollution are Asia and Africa, with countries like Chad, Bangladesh, Pakistan, India, in the Democratic Republic of Congo being the worst. And I also looked up areas worst affected by other forms of pollution and polar regions, evidently, especially the Arctic, most severely affected by global warming, that's right, as well as other regions such as the Mediterranean, low-lying coastal areas, vulnerable countries in Africa, parts of Asia, which are also severely impacted by rising sea levels and extreme weather and temperature changes. But you may also know of somewhere nearby. Maybe you've got a quarry nearby that's active that might need a bit of healing sending to it. Maybe there's a spot of land nearby that's being built on at the moment that possibly might have some dispossessed elementals that you can focus on. Maybe there's a new power station being built. So lots of choice for you to focus your attention on. Now we're going to be drawing the power from the universe. I've got a little picture to show you here. So we're going to be drawing the magic from the universe, from the moon, the sun, the stars, and everything in between it, the space in between it. I'm going to chant a little spell, which you're more than welcome to chant along with me. But I would suggest, at least in the beginning, that you focus on making your connection to the magical energy so that you can feel it flowing through you and out into the world. So you're drawing the energy from the stars, from the sun, from the moon, from the planets, from space. You're pulling that energy into yourself and you're sending it into the earth and particularly focusing it in the direction of those elementals that might be in need. Okay, let's get to it because we're going to take our time doing this one. We're not going to rush this at all. You get yourselves nice and comfy and cozy. I'm going to find some of that lovely music that we were listening to before, which is a piece of Andrew's called Portlantis. I think he created it for one of my courses originally. It's one of my favorite pieces. Okay, so take a few minutes to get nice and comfortable. Have a good fidget around in your chair. Have a good shuft it about. Make sure there's no tension in your shoulders. Give them a wiggle. Give your neck a very gentle twist and turn. Shake out any tension from your hands or feet. And let's just start by taking a few deep breaths. So here's something I recently learned on a Qigong course, that if you breathe in through the nose, but out through the mouth, you are drawing in positive qi, and you are using that to expel negative qi from the body. So let's use that breathing rhythm. Take a nice deep breath in through the nose. and breathe out through the mouth. And again, a nice deep breath in through the nose. And out through the mouth. And one more time, in through the nose. And out through the mouth. And just make sure that your shoulders are nice and relaxed, that they've not tensed up when you've been doing your breathing. Eyes closed then, focusing on the sound of my voice. I'm going to hand over now to the Merlin, who's going to lead the meditation. Bring your awareness to the world around you, to the chair beneath you, to the ground beneath your feet. Breathe slowly in, slowly out. Feel the passage of air through your nose and mouth and lungs. Become aware of the temperature of the room, of the weight and texture of your clothes, of the ache of your muscles and your bones. Center yourself in the moment, in the now. And feel your connection to the world in which you live. Now cast your mind out, through your aura, out into the space around you, out into the air, out into the ether. Let your awareness expand beyond your room, up into the night sky, down into the deep earth, out wide upon the land upon which you live. Feel the greater world that you are part of, that you live upon, beneath your feet, and feel the space that that world hangs within. Surrounding this world in the darkness of space are a million, trillion, gazillion stars, shining their light down upon the earth with unblinking eyes, as moons and planets and suns lazily orbit through the cosmos, carried on invisible lines of power that radiate out from each other, holding the cosmos in gravitational sway. And the stars and the moons and the planets and the suns radiate an energy and power, carried through these gravitational eddies, transmitted through axiatonal lines of force and light invisible to the naked eye, which crisscross the darkness, connecting all together as one. And through your own axiatonal lines that rise out of your aura, out of your energy cocoon. You are connected to these moons, and these planets, and these suns, and these stars, to the burning light and energy that they radiate, to their magic and their power. And in order to access it, all that you need to do is shift your consciousness slightly in the right way, to twist it, to turn it, to tweak it, to align yourself with this grid of invisible light, to enliven the connection which is always there, so that you can allow the power to flow into your body and being. Feel it now. Engage with it now. Let the power in through the pathways of light that connect you to the greater cosmos. Let the magic in. Slowly, in your mind's eye, see it. Tributaries and filaments, threads of light, filling with power, slowly flowing back towards you here on Earth, connecting with your energy cocoon and aura, flowing into your body and being, into your meridians and channels of light. Imagine yourself, see yourself, illuminating with the power of the moons and stars and planets and suns. Their light and power now burning within you, streaming into your body and being. Now focus your attention on the Earth, your planet, and the elementals within it, struggling in war-torn lands to heal and serve the Great Mother, wading through mankind's anger, rage, pain and fear. Lost and dispossessed from their homes and the sacred lands that they served, lost and frightened. Feed them with this light, with your magic. Feed them with the power that you have harvested from the universe. Feed them with this light. As I chant this simple spell, into the sky and into the sea, into the land and fire, healing the kind folk wherever they be, this is the Earth's desire. Into the sky and into the sea, into the land and fire, healing the kind folk wherever they be, this is the Earth's desire. into the sky and into the sea, into the land and fire, healing the kind folk wherever they be. This is the earth's desire. Into the sky and into the sea, into the land and fire, healing the kind folk wherever they be. This is the earth's desire. Into the sky and into the sea, into the land and fire, healing the kind folk wherever they be. This is the earth's desire. Into the sky and into the sea, into the land and fire, healing the kind folk wherever they be. This is the earth's desire. Allow the final remnants, the healing energy and magical light to pass through you into the earth, out into the elementals, out into the sky, out into the land, out into the fire and the sea, feeding the kind folk with power and healing and magic. Let the final remnants of light pass through you. And taking a few breaths, take some time to disentangle yourself from your connection, to bring your awareness back through the axiatonal lines to your own energy cocoon and aura, back to your own chakras and subtle forms, letting them glide and slide back into their usual place, shape and form. Breathing in through the nose and out through the mouth, and down from the root through your legs. Lines of energy passing through the knees, into and out of the feet, forming roots deep and wide into the earth beneath you, deep and wide into the earth, to ground and help you center yourself back here. Pulling your awareness away from the cosmos and back to the land, back to your house, back to your chair. Centering yourself in your body, feeding the sacral and solar plexus chakras with light, allowing the stretched and divided subtle forms to reshape, the astral body to sink fully back into the physical form, locked and connected. Feeling the chair, feeling the ground beneath your feet, wiggling your fingers and toes, breathing in, breathing out. And before you open your eyes, protecting yourself in your usual way, a cloak of light, a circle of fire, a suit of armor, a mirrored bubble of light. And then, and only then, opening your eyes. Okay. So, first thing to say is that this kind of magical healing can be really powerful, and it can have very unexpected results. That's the thing with magic. We never know quite how it's going to achieve what it needs to achieve. It finds its own way, and sometimes that flows in accordance with natural law, and sometimes it's miraculous. We don't question it. We don't try and tell it how to do its job. We steer it in the right direction and let it loose. And this kind of magic, where we're drawing upon planetary and stellar force, can be particularly powerful because the planets, the stars, the moons radiate a tremendous amount of energy. And because they are interconnected with our own planet, their energy is very, very compatible with Earth healing and also with the healing of the elementals. It's something that you can repeat again and again and again. It's something that you can do in conjunction with others. It's just a really nice practice. And the little spell is really just to help you focus your attention, which is often the case. I mean, there are some spells where there are power within the words of them, but most spells, the ones in English, are just really to concentrate and focus the mind and help to direct the energy that we've gathered in the right way. And it's particularly useful if visualization isn't your bag. If any questions arose from that meditation, or indeed from the channeling that the Spirit of the Merlin gave us, you can email me with those, free of charge, of course. You can go to the online form, questions for Ed, or you can just shoot me an email about them and I will see if I can find some guidance for you. there was one other thing that came into my head when we were doing that. So, yes, two things. The spirit of the Merlin mentioned about offerings, and the elemental folk, they take very kindly to an offering. And it doesn't have to be anything spectacular. It could just be an apple. It could just be a sprinkling of herbs that you might snip out of an old herbal tea bag that's gone out of date in the cupboard. It might just be some of those tiny little crystals that sometimes you find that people send you when you buy something from a crystal shop. It's not really the physical object itself. It's the energy behind it that the elementals are taking. And it's just, as the spirit of the Merlin said, a sign of appreciation and a sign of acknowledgement that you recognize them and that you value them and that you see them. So it's a nice thing to do when you're out and about, particularly when you go and visit a sacred space like, you know, Stonehenge or Glastonbury, to leave an offering for the fairy folks, but also particularly those places that are harmed. Now, he also mentioned urban elementals, and there is a book called Urban Magic by Christopher Penzack, where he goes into great detail about urban elementals, really interesting about how their shapes and forms have shifted and changed and how they sound different and they taste different. So if urban elementals is something that you've never heard of before or something that you've heard of before but you'd like to find out more about, then Urban Magic by Christopher Penzack is what I would recommend you get hold of. We're going to wrap things up in a minute with a closing blessing, but before we do, I've just got a few notices to give you. So this coming Tuesday, the 7th of October, is our Wisdom of the Merlin channeled evening, The Shaman in the Woods. So we're going to be looking at the magical shaman, and we're going to be looking at a particular aspect of his duties, which is the recapitulation of lost fragments of our own spirit, and also past lives that have become earthbound, which we can gather into ourself in order to return to the soul. And we're going to be looking at an inner aspect of our own psyche, which we don't often talk about, which is called the inner shaman, who we can tap into in order to perform this form of self-healing for ourselves. On the 12th of October, my new four-week course, The Cosmic Christ, starts. There are still spaces available on that course. So that will be every Sunday from 2 till 4, with a gap after between week 2 and 3 for us to integrate stuff, where we'll be exploring the nature of the Maitreya, the cosmic Christ, not only through the Master Jesus, but also through Krishna and Buddha. And also we'll be looking at the activation of the Christ spark and what this means for us and what it will enable us to do. And it's particularly relevant because 2026 is a year which will be patronized by the cosmic ascended Master Maitreya. So the course is really aimed at giving us a leg up into that energy before it hits us, because it will start to really flow into the planet on November the 1st. And also there's a part of the course where we look at kind of rebuilding the energy of the light body in the context of the Christ energy. So it's a goodie course, that one. Like I said, just shoot me an email if you're interested, if you want more details, or if you'd like to apply. 21st of October is our Healing the Spiritual Zeitgeist 3. This is a series of 4 evening lectures on healing mental and emotional illness, really, from an energetic perspective. It doesn't matter if you've missed the other two, you can take them as kind of individual things. And on the third lecture, we're going to be looking at grief and loss. So that's for anybody who's experienced any kind of grief, whether it be a loved one, a human being, or whether indeed it be a pet, or whether it be the loss of a job or the loss of a dream home as well. I will just mention, because it's in the works, this week we're going to scour through the diary, but we think we've managed to find a space for it. So there are 4 parts of the Spiritual Zeitgeist healing lecture, but I'm wanting to add an additional one, which will be free to anybody who wants to come along, which is going to be focused on cancer, healing cancer. It seems to be such an issue with so many people at the moment that I thought it would be nice to dedicate a lecture to it so that people could access it for free. Not curing cancer, I hasten to add, but offering healing to those with cancer. And we'll probably also be looking at the healing that can be offered to those people caring for people with cancer too. So keep your eyes peeled. We hope to be making an announcement about that soon with the date for that coming up. And that'll be, like I say, it'll be free. And then October the 26th, it's our October workshop, When the Saints Go Marching In, which is a workshop on saints. Are saints ascended masters? Is there a difference between saints and ascended masters? We're going to be looking at four saints throughout the day: Saint Christopher, Saint Patrick, Hildegard von Bingen, and Joan of Arc. Some really interesting saints who I haven't really spoken about before or done any public work with before. So I think that's going to be I'm really looking forward to that one. I think it's going to be a really good one. Right, let's wrap things up, folks, with our closing blessing. This is an earth blessing, slightly amended by an author called Helen Weaver. So if you just want to close your eyes, I will pop a little bit more music on, I think. It's always nicer with a bit of music underneath. Oh, I need to select a track first. There we go. Okay. So just close your eyes and focus on the blessing. O our Mother Earth, blessed be your name. Blessed be your fields and forests, your rocks and mountains, your grasses, trees and flowers, and every green and growing thing. Blessed be your streams and lakes and rivers, the oceans where our life began, and all your waters that sustain our bodies and refresh our souls. Blessed be the air we breathe, your atmosphere that surrounds us and binds us to every living thing. Blessed be all the creatures who walk along your surface or swim in your waters or fly through your air, for they are all our relatives. Blessed be all people who share this planet, for we are all one family, and the same spirit moves through us all. Blessed be the sun, our day star, bringer of morning and the heat of summer, giver of light and life. Blessed be the moon, our night lamp, ruler of the tides, protector of all men and women, and guardian of our dreams. Blessed be the stars and planets, the timekeepers, who fill our nights with beauty and our hearts with awe. O Great Spirit, whose voice we hear in the wind and whose face we see in the morning sun, blessed be your many names. Help us to remember that you are everywhere and teach us the way of peace. So mote it be. Amen. Thanks so much for coming along, folks. I hope you've enjoyed the Sunday service. Please do let other people know of the Sunday services. I think we've only actually got two more left this year because of other things going on in the up and coming months. But they'll be back, of course, next year. And I always try to make them at least twice a month, but sometimes life gets in the way. But please do let people know if you think they might be interested. Have a wonderful start to the week. Hopefully I'll see you, maybe some of you, on Tuesday for the Merlin channeling. And if not, maybe one of the other things that we've got lined up for this month. I'm going to stop the recording now.